Savitri, Book 10, The Book of the Double Twilight, Canto 1, The Dream Twilight of the Ideal, pages 604 to 606. All in this world was shadowed forth, not limned, like faces leaping on a fan of fire, or shapes of wonder in a tinted blur, like fugitive landscapes painting silver mist. Here vision fled back from the sight alarmed, and sound sought refuge from the ear's surprise, and all experience was a hasty joy. The joys here snatched were half-forbidden things, timorous soul bridles delicately veiled, as when a goddess's bosom dimly moves to first desire, and her white soul transfigured, a glimmering Eden, crossed by fairy gleams, trembles to expectation's fiery wand, but nothing is familiar yet with bliss. All things in this fair realm were heavenly strange, in a fleeting gladness of untired delight, in an insistency of magic change. Past vanishing hedges, hurrying hints of fields, mid swift escaping lanes that fled her feet, journeying she wished no end, as one through clouds travels upon a mountain ridge and hears arising to him out of hidden depths sound of invisible streams. She walked besieged by the illusion of a mystic space, a charm of bodiless touches felt and heard, a sweetness as of voices high and dim, calling like travellers upon seeking winds, melodiously with an alluring cry. As if a music old, yet ever new, moving suggestions on her heartstrings dwelt, thoughts that no habitation found, yet clung with passionate repetition to her mind, desires that hurt not, happy only to live, always the same, and always unfulfilled, sang in the breast like a celestial lyre. Thus all could last, yet nothing ever be. In this beauty as of mind made visible, dressed in its rays of wonder, Satyavan before her seemed the center of its charm, head of her loveliness of longing dreams, and captain of the fancies of her soul. Even the dreadful majesty of death's face and its somber sadness could not darken nor slay the intangible luster of those fleeting skies. The somber shadow, sullen, implacable, made beauty and laughter more imperative. Enhanced by his grey, joy grew more bright and dear. His dark contrast edging ideal sight deepened unuttered meanings to the heart. Pain grew a trembling undertone of bliss, and transience immortality's floating hem, a moment's robe in which she looked more fair, its antithesis sharpening her divinity. A comrade of the ray and mist and flame, by a moon-bright face, a brilliant moment drawn, almost she seemed a thought mid floating thoughts, seen hardly by a visionary mind, amid the white inward musings of the soul. Half vanquished by the dream happiness around, awhile she moved on an enchantment's soil, but still remained possessor of her soul. Above, her spirit in its mighty trance saw all, but lived for its transcendent task, immutable, like a fixed eternal star. End of Canto 1.